Let's start out with maybe a little bit about what made you popular out there, what made you a business coach, and if you don't mind, I'd love to have you share with everybody a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I think all of the above has contributed to building a community. And once you build a community of people that are at your frequency, I call it my neighborhood, people who want to help each other and know people that help each other at your frequency. And one of the things that I recognized when you reached out to me is I am very selective in who I work one-on-one with. I do 90% of the people I work with are, for free. I do free trainings Wednesday, Friday, Instagrams, all the different Ask Me Anythings, meetups, holding courts, and interviews. But to work one-on-one with me, you have to be at the same frequency. And I do different events about this frequency. And my frequency is one which was a long journey. One, growing up poor. Two, making my first $1 million out of law school, 9 months out of law school, then becoming a multimillionaire, my first exit in 1995, working my way through the Silicon Valley, raising hundreds of millions of dollars, making over $100 million to end up being CEO in 1999 of Samsung's first data phone division with Microsoft Phone. Before they called them smartphones, they called them convergence devices. And then, because of my technology and venture capital background, getting hired by a visionary, by the world's most notable sports agency, Lee Steinberg Sports and Entertainment, not because I was a great lawyer, not because I was a great sports agent, but because Lee, a visionary, saw the future of sports in the early 2000s as being a venture capital business, a technology business. And he was absolutely right, as we're over 25 years later, sports is all about venture capital and all about technology. It's amazing to have been mentored by Lee Steinberg, who they made the movie Jerry Maguire about our firm. But about 10 years ago, I started building my own community, my own brand. And that community has led me to hundreds of different opportunities, options, and touches of favor based off of the wisdom I gathered over the years, but also my faith, which has strengthened over the years, especially when I lost everything over $100 million and went bankrupt.
Wow, $100 million. Oh my God. I might just cry right. Wait, hold on, let me get that straight.
Thank you,
I
Drew
feel
the
bad.
Guru.
Wow, that's an amazing backstory. So thank you for sharing that. Wow, that's been what a journey, huh? Up and down. I mean, I don't think any of us can really. I thought I had some bad days, but I mean, I don't think anyone can quite comprehend losing $100 million. I mean, you had a really. Can you maybe just dive into it just a little bit about what it took in your soul to be able to come through with that?
Well, it wasn't an overnight success or an overnight comeback. Things always happen very slowly, then all of a sudden. But the one thing, guided by my mom and guided by my wife, when I lost everything, was to remain positive and focused in faith. And so my mom and my wife kept telling me that if I continue to do the right things, work within the context of gratitude and forgiveness and accountability, live the inspired life in the divine direction like I always had done, but make a few alterations of the people and ideas that I surrounded myself with, that it was just a matter of time until we made even more money, helped even more people, and had even more fun. And both those women, my mom and my wife, guided me and reminded me that it was the behaviors that got me to where I wanted to be. So I took stock in who I was, took stock in who I wanted to be, lived with those values that I was born into with my amazing mom, and then carried through with my amazing wife. And here I am, almost 19 years later, making more money, helping more people, and having more fun than I ever have. And I always acknowledge with all the gratitude, mercy, and humility, the help that my mom and my wife gave me, not only with the wisdom they shared, but with the faith in me and teaching me to have faith in God.
Wow, I mean, the one word that just rang through my head there is impact. Impact first with your mom and your wife, onto you, and then how they, through them, you impact other people. And to me, I impact other people, and so it's that Maybe you could share a little bit about your wife and your mom's vibration. You know, you and I have spoken in the past about how water vibrates, and you know, human beings, we're made of water, right? 70%, 60, 70% water. So how did they, you know, what was it about them maybe that helped you get to that point?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, my mom, when I lost everything, I lost her home. Ironically, the only reason I wanted to be rich was to buy her a home. And here I had lost her home. And when I had to knock on her door and tell her I lost everything, including her home, and she had to move, I couldn't get the words out. I was like a 4-year-old hysterically crying, you know, and that 4-year-old of yours is like, and you're like, what the heck's the matter? You know, that's how I was. And my mom's like, what the heck's the matter? And I said, oh my God, I lost everything, including your home, mom. I'm so sorry. You have to move. And she said, oh, is Julie okay? My wife is, are the kids okay? I'm like, yeah, mom. But you, mom, I lost your house. You need to move. She goes, oh, do you need some money? I said, mom, I don't think you heard me. I had lost your home. You need to move. She goes, oh no, I've heard you. She said, are you okay? I said, mom, I don't understand why I'm being punished, why God would punish me. And she said, oh, God doesn't punish. He protects and promotes you and loves you and perfects you. You got to figure out how, sweetheart. And that's when I said, the thing that is most embarrassing today is I said to my mom, well, mom, then I don't believe in God. And my mom immediately smirked and retorted, oh, son, you believe in God. You just believe in the wrong God. And so she and my wife had told me to take stock in who I was and what I wanted to become, and to take stock in the behaviors and ask myself, is this aligned with where I want to be or better, or is this interfering with it? And I practice that and still practice that every single day. Not only do I practice it, I progress in it, and I help and impact others the way that my wife and my mom have impacted me to impact others. So people like you, we have these discussions all the time. And I do want to bring this back to water because it has played an integral role in my life. In fact, my first book, Connected to Goodness, this book, Don't Do Business with Dicks, is my latest book. But my
Like, I love
first
the
book,
name.
thank you. But my first book, Connected to Goodness, way back when Amazon Books was the cat's meow of book publishing, and Goodreads was the best publish editor and reviewer. And the very first review I got was from the biggest editor and reviewer of Goodreads. And she said, and you'll love this, Andrew, she said, David Meltzer is an idiot. He thinks that you can talk to water and change the molecular structure of water, which I still will tell you, I did a lot of research and I still believe it to be true. Well, I was shattered at the time. I thought I was being punished. I thought my book career, my publishing career, my author career was over. But what happened was so interesting. Yes, I believe human beings are about 80% water. I know that water conducts frequency, electricity, and energy better than any other thing in the world. So it takes on, in fact, when I drink water, Andrew, I put my intentions into it. I'll drink the water and I'll say, I am healthy. Get to the water. I am happy, right? I am wealthy. I do it all the time. And so it was interesting though, because two things happened that I didn't expect. One, people who believe the reviewer, they never bought my book. So I never got another negative review because people that would believe that lady would not have liked my book. They would have thought it was
Sure.
too woo-woo and stupid. But here's what made it amazing. Talk about the power versus force. People who never heard of me before read the review and they said, wait a second. I believe what David Meltzer believes. I believe you could talk to water. I believe that water is the greatest conductor of all energy, all electricity, all frequency, all ideas and thoughts, everything. And that's why water is so important to me and you. And guess what? They said, you know what? I don't even know who this guy David Meltzer is, but I'm going to buy the book. And so it ended up, because of a negative review, selling more books to people that never heard of me before, and made that book a number one bestseller in both the United States and internationally. And I believe and contribute a lot of the success to a negative review, a one-star review by Goodreads.
Wow. I mean, you didn't share that with me yet. That's really a great story. And you're right, the people that resonate with you, you're the ones that don't resonate with you, but resonate with her. We don't want her them. We want people that resonate with
Yeah.
what you believe in. Exactly. What a fun
Yeah, you
thing.
don't
And
want to
so
waste your time arguing with someone when you tell them that your true water and that your angel water is going to make them more healthy and get dis-ease out of their life. You don't want to sit there arguing with those people. You want them, if they don't believe that water is crucial to your health, wealth, happiness, everything, you want them to keep on walking by. And
yeah.
you want only the people that do believe that water can change their life to buy the water.
Absolutely. No, that's so true. And we know that water does vibrate. I mean, everyone can see it. You put it in the freezer, it ices up. If you boil it, it steams away. I mean, that's the vibration that we're talking about here. And not to mention, yes, there's been many studies now that the way you speak to water, I mean, there's even been studies where people speak to water negatively, feed it to a plant and it dies. And it's like over and over again, we can learn about how important water is. But that is fascinating. It sounds like, when we take a look at that vibration level, obviously this was something that was passed on to you by your mom and your wife, because if I can just go back to that, because I'm fascinated about that, because you literally have been able to now impact a lot of people. And for me, for the past year, this is why I've asked you to join me and do this recording, because I'd love to share with everybody that follows me. I mean, I've been blessed by, I don't know, I walked into Staples and a guy looks at me and he's like, "Nice videos." And I look behind him and I'm like, "Who are you talking to?" I'm like, "You're bringing me up at a Staples?" He's like, "No, Drew the Water Guru. I love the videos." And it's like, "I love your energy, man." And I'm like, "Yeah, okay, well, cool. That's great. Thank you." But the people that follow are of this mindset, of this vibration. So, going back to your mom and your wife, I mean, how powerful that was for the both of them to stand beside you and actually help you refocus on what is important. And I mean, I think that's why I resonate with you, because you focus on, really, your whole thing is about gratitude. I mean, everything, and I can see now your mom is trying to get you to refocus on gratitude about just being alive or on top of the grass, right? So is there something else there that you can share with us on how that impacted you, and then how you came out of that? Because I heard how you were all distraught, but how did you come back out of all that?
Well, it was just through practice and to be very devotional about my practice. You see, I have a different philosophy about discipline. I think there's too many people that rely on discipline and don't take it to the appropriate level by adding intention or purpose to their discipline. So I see so many people that they're disciplined in their work, but they don't make any money. They're disciplined in their work and they don't spend any time with their family. They're disciplined in their work and they don't take care of their health. Where if they're devotional, they will be disciplined in their work in a divine direction to take care of their health, to take care of their family, to make money. They will be definite in their purpose, their passion, and their profitability. And so for me, it was understanding daily practices, non-negotiable behaviors. No matter what the circumstances were, I was going to make sure I spent a minimum amount of time in my divine direction. And that gratitude gave a relativity, a meaning to the past, the mistakes, setbacks, failures, the defining moments of losing over $100 million, losing your mom's house when the only reason you wanted to be rich was to buy it. It was the gratitude that found when there was no evidence. When the evidence was contrary to where I wanted to be, it was the gratitude that found the light, the love, and the lessons to be protected, promoted, loved, and perfected. So that when I look back after the daily practices, 18, almost 19 years later, I can say, thank God I lost everything because it saved my marriage. Thank God I lost everything because it saved my health. Thank God I lost everything because it developed my skills, my knowledge, and my desire to another level where I now know, even if the evidence is against me, even if it's non-existence, that I not only have the wisdom to get me to where I want to be or better, but I have faith. Faith in something bigger than me, an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing, infinite, abundant, unified system of thought that is protecting me, promoting me, perfecting me at all times. I just don't know today how it is. I know that every problem, every struggle that I have today, the solution is already there. It's just the lapse of time until it becomes a resolution, a resolution. And I need to shorten that distance of resistance, that lapse of time, to elevate my awareness through frequency, carried through water, to elevate that awareness of my higher self so that I spend more time in the divine and less time interfering with it.
By the way, you know, I don't think I ever said thank you because, you know, when you explained this to me over almost a year ago now, in fact, I had first met you because I went to your free events, which yes. was really wonderful, and they were really great. But when we first started, you started coaching me, you explained how you split up your day, which I thought was just something I didn't think about because it was like, I'm all about impacting other people's well-being with water. But it's like, wait a second, I've got my family. I've got my own relationship with my own God, you know. And so my family, I was estranged from my child for a while where they just, you know, college age, they didn't want to see me. But I, when you said that, I decided to commit myself every time throughout every week to reach out to them, to reach out to them. And then next thing you know, after 2 years of very little conversation, I was like, we have to get together. I want to take you on a trip. And it was because of you. I went to San Francisco on a 4-day trip and I just had a beautiful time and it's like the connection just came back. And so I find that what you taught me or what you shared with me for your success in breaking up individual time, non-negotiables. And, you know, I think that that's a part that's so important for everybody because it's not just about, yes, I want to impact, you know, people with good, clean water. You want to impact a billion people to be happy and teaching value-based principles and gratitude. And so, you know, I look at that and I'm like, wow, you know, it's just so great. And I can now see that it came from your wife and your mom too, right? So it's like, I'm grateful for them.
Yeah, right on. Well, you know, it's so funny when I was young, I would come down, we had, you know, six kids in a 2-bedroom apartment and I'd wake up and come down and eat breakfast. And my mom would look at me and she said, go back upstairs. I was like, what? I'm going to be late. She goes, go back upstairs until you have an attitude of gratitude. Don't you dare come down to my kitchen table. Don't come down with that negativity here. And, you know, I'd come down and she taught me at an early age to shift my energy through gratitude. And I'd go to the top of the stairs and a little bit frustrated and then say, man, I'm so lucky to have the mom that I have and the siblings I have and the food on my table. I may not have everything that I want or desire at this time, but I'm healthy, I'm happy, I'm wealthy, I'm worthy. Let me just figure out what I'm doing to interfere with it. And I started moving in that trajectory, that divine direction, building very slowly the success that I want that comes all of a sudden. And one of the greatest lessons of my life is things happen very slowly, good behaviors and bad behaviors aggregate. Things happen very slowly, then all of a sudden, my success, I worked years and years and years, and then the millions came all of a sudden. I started doing the wrong thing for years and years and years, and the failure came all of a sudden, the bankruptcy. And then I now have been practicing every day what I want, who I can help, who can help me, how to do that with non-negotiable and negotiable behavior, and I know my priorities. I know my priorities, so there's no more feeling overwhelmed. There's no more procrastination, no more searching for my why, because every day, as you know, I apply my why.
No, yeah, you certainly do. You do. And, you know, I have a question for you along that line, because, you know, some people might be watching this and they didn't have a mom that did that. What kind of pattern do you suggest? I mean, my first thing is every time you take a glass of water, you can say, hey, I'm grateful for a lot of different things. A lot of people actually have watched people actually at restaurants hold the food with an intention of what the food's going to do for them. But other than those two, is there something that you've coached people on and how to begin that? Because I'm sure you've coached people that maybe went through some tough times and then you were able to identify that they needed to get into a pattern of gratitude.
Yeah, I picked, you know, and built a whole brand on Made by Mistake, Made From My Mistakes. Made From Mistakes is a brand that I have and I'm launching. To that measure, I think the simple idea, the paradigm shift of I am. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. Let's figure out what I'm doing to interfere with it. So when I identify the response to the reaction to fear, when I identify my mind, body, and soul on fire, I remember what my mom taught me again about being on fire. When you're on fire, you just stop, you breathe, you drop, and you roll into your divine direction. And so I have a stop, drop, and roll methodology. I'd love to send it to all of your audience, along with my book, by the way. So if anybody would like my book, please email me, david@dmelcher.com. I'll give you the stop, drop, and roll, apply your why methodology. I'll give you my book. I'll sign it, send it to you, pay for shipping, pay for the book. Just for this community, all you got to do is email me, david@dmelcher.com.
That's great. And I'm going to have to get it myself. Don't do business with dicks. I love names that sort of catch you off guard, right?
Yeah, right on. It's, you know, compassionate capitalism, connected to goodness, game time decision making, unstoppable, creating the life you love. All the other books I've written, they don't sell off the shelf like Don't Do Business with Dicks.
I'm sure. Well, it's kind of interesting because here in California, a lot of us Midwestern people, we sort of look at California like, well, you know, maybe there's a couple out there.
Exactly, man. Well, you know, I'm a Midwestern guy at heart. I was born in Akron, Ohio, and if my wife could handle the cold, I'd probably be living in Chicago in a high rise, one of my favorite cities in the world.
It is, and it is it's a great city. From that, so you know, I'd love sharing that with a lot of these people, and I do think that everything is vibrational, and it begins with gratitude because that does vibrate. What I'd love to be able to do before we wrap things up, because I don't want to take you too long, is I'd like just to sort of end with, you know, what do you hope your legacy is going to be? I mean, clearly through your mother, you have been a conduit for me. In impacting me every day, having great energy. And my example with my child is a good one. But even in business, I mean, I've learned a lot of great little tools from you. And that's why I can't sing enough praises about, you know, coming to your Wednesday. Did you say it was Wednesday or your Wednesday meeting? It's great. It's great training. And you also have a podcast. Don't forget, I'd love to be able to just shout out. I've watched your podcast several times. How do the people get to the podcast?
Yeah. So I've had the playbook, Office Hours, 2-Minute Drill, Elevator Pitch, Go Fund Yourself. So we have many podcasts. My big one's called The Playbook. It's on SiriusXM, Apple TV, Reach TV, and of course, all the different podcast places, Google Play, Apple, et cetera. So just check out The Playbook to start or Office Hours and work your way through, you know, thousands and thousands of interviews that we've done over the years with the biggest names, billionaires, millionaires, entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes, and entertainers. Everyone, very few people on earth, including the late night host, have interviewed the biggest names, from Katie Couric to Cameron Diaz to all the Hall of Famers in baseball, football, hockey, and basketball, the coaches, the leaders, the John Hennessy's, the Alphabet, and the Cubans, and Damon Johns, and Kevin O'Leary's. The list will go on and on. Pick your favorite person, find their playbook to success. You can Google me, Google the podcast. It works still today. My name's David Meltzer, by the way. My mom purposely named me that. David means beloved. Meltzer means servant or waiter. And so when I was young, when I didn't live up to my name, when I wasn't creating the legacy, as you asked, she would say, David, I named you purposefully. Live up to your name. You are a beloved servant, which leads me to my legacy, Andrew, which is kindness, but not the kindness that I leave. It's the kindness that those that I impact, like the guru of water, the kindness, the generosity, the gratitude, the mercy, the frugality, the humility, is not that I leave it. It's that I've impacted others to leave it. There's exponential legacy. And for me, whether it be my children, whether it be my clients, whether it be my community, I want to make sure that it's not what I leave, it's what I've impacted them to leave with gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, and inspiration, which will create a kinder world. And remember, be kind to your future self, and do good deeds, and everything will come your way.
Well, I mean, on that note, you can't beat it. There is a great book by the Dalai Lama called Loving Kindness. And when asked, he says his religion is simple. It's loving kindness. And so I don't think there's a better way to end this quick recording that we did together. And I'm super grateful that you took the time. I'm hopeful that the people that follow me on the Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, whatever, if they can find you and find some, you know, utter wonderfulness that that I've learned from you and learned from the people that you've been around, including your mom and your wife now. I have to, can't wait to meet her. I haven't met her. So
right on.
Looking forward to that. And I just want to say again, thank you. I know you're very busy. I do really appreciate you doing this for me. And I look forward to talking to you in the future. And yeah, everyone, as you know, I'm Drew, here to serve you. So if you need anything else, reach out to me.
I love it, man. The guru of water, my man, Drew. Thank you so much for having me.